star. Make that money fall. It's money doll. I'm gonna be a star. Make that money fall. I'm in my space car. In my space car. Call me Elon Musk.
This episode is episode 3, Broken. And this is for people feeling broken or feeling some type of way or point in their life where it's a downfall and they need to come back up and lift themselves to become a better person and just heal from it. So I personally had personal experience where I personally don't give a fuck about men, and I'm just like, okay, I never really like a tied down girl or been into like serious relationships that lasted or anything like that. I maybe, I don't know, I'm young, but I personally don't have that love scene behind me. But I was seeing someone where we were actually were falling in love with each other. We were taking flights. You were, you know, catch flights, not feeling. We were catching flights and feelings. And that shit was cool, and I loved it. It's a cool experience, and you know, I wish it would have stayed. And you know, sometimes the connections in people that you have, it's so rare to have a connection with someone. And if you do have that connection with someone and you're like, damn, don't fuck it up, because that shit will be gone. And then it's like, fuck, I fucked up something so good and you can't get it back. So I think that's where I'm at right now, and I am learning to accept it, and I am okay. I've always been, you know, like alone. I've always done things alone. So I know I'll be fine, happy, and I've been okay with it. But I did feel happier even with having a connection with that person. And I think everyone is like that, because when someone has someone in their life, you just become happier. I don't know why. It's just like, maybe it's that companion or that, like, oh, I'm not alone, like that company and that love that you're missing in your life. So it was nice. And I know sometimes it doesn't always stay, and it's okay. And I am the one to fuck it up. But me, I will let it be known and I won't hide it. So I just want to talk about people that stay silent in the situation. Speak it into existence. People that stay silent about the issue. How could you move forward onto your life with all that inside you, all that thoughts and energy going inside your mind, and it's playing mind games with yourself. You're fucking yourself up like that. Fucks you up and fucking loopy loop loop. It's not good. It's not good at all. So I was a sugar baby the past 5 years, and I ended that last summer, and I was on a platform where you meet wealthy men and sort of just leaving that life behind, right? And next thing you know, couple months go by, and then I meet someone that is, you know, I'm actually really into, and we start seeing each other for a cool like 3 months. You know, during that time I was not on the platform, and it was really serious, and I feel like we were falling in love, and you know, it was a really nice experience, and I really enjoyed it. And I do believe it ended because he found my account, and I did go back on it in February, not on the platform while we were seeing each other. We had shit going on and shit. I had travel plans and whatever, but we both had busy schedule. So I went back on the platform in February because we weren't seeing each other. And I swear he saw my account, I'm assuming. And I believe he got hurt from it. And I think that is why it ended because he saw my account, which it's so fake. And I wasn't even seeing anyone. I don't even have anyone in my life that is like that. And I've been telling myself I'm gonna leave that behind, and I actually am. I deleted that account, and I am totally completely off of it. And I regret even logging back on and reactivating it in February because it's a total waste of time. And it's all fucking fake. It's literally like that's the worst shit. Like, and it's not real. It's not real. And I am real. And that's not who I am, and that's not the life that I want. Oh, it's like, oh, how do you say, oh, I got wire transferred 60K from a guy I don't even see? And it's like, you know, it is what it is. But really, there's no one there that, like, no, I'm not seeing someone physically, and it's not like that. I do not have a sugar daddy. I do not have anyone that is into that type of form. I really fucked myself on that by logging back in, and I do believe that's why it ended, because that. And it's like I didn't mean to do that or to try to play that role, because that was, it's not real. There's nothing there. It's all fake. It's that life is so unhealthy, and I'm leaving that shit behind. And you know, I'm on to bigger, badder, and better shit. And I have a real eye opening. I'm real awake now. You know, my birthday is coming up, and I'm getting serious about life. You know, it's not where you're at currently in life. It's like you're working on your progress to get where you want, and climbing up that ladder, taking those baby steps is what counts. And you know, it's not gonna happen, you know, right now, overnight. It takes time. It takes time to build something great, and you know, build your future. It's not gonna happen right away. And that's the last thing that I want, is for anyone to feel played, or you know, felt played when that was not the case. Like, nah, I ain't playing that shit. That's not what I did. And you know, I'm just throwing that out there. And sometimes you know, you fuck up in life, and you can't do anything to fix it, you know. But what you can fix is yourself, and you fix yourself, you become a better person. But yeah, relationships, they don't last in LA. You know what we call them? We call them situationships. That's what this is. Situationships 101. Like, okay, mentor, let's talk about this, and let's mentor this out, because it needs to be mentored out now. And it's like, you know, it just needs to be spoken. Like, and I'm speaking it right now, and this is the truth. Like, I'm gonna lay it down how it is. And that's why I wanted to talk about it and let it be known, so it's not hidden. And I think that's what's important about this, is the honesty that was trying to be said. And it's being said right now, so I feel better about it. And you know, I've been feeling down lately, and usually I am such a, you know, high energy, and I have like the best energy and best happiness, and I'm always like, yo, I'm go mode, just like, okay, let's do this, you know, day of life. And it's just like, you lose someone, and it's like, oh, okay, I need to get back up again. And you know, the pink butterfly fell down, the wings broke, but you know, you just gotta fix your wings and then fly back up again. And you know, it's like, I had my wings broke before, so it ain't nothing that I can't accomplish. You could accomplish anything. This is just a chapter in your book. And you know, this is a dark and sad chapter, but you know what? You flip the page and life gets better. You know, it's a good lesson. Life needs to teach you lessons sometimes, and you know, it's okay. It's okay to feel this way when you get hit with a lesson from life, you know? and I didn't ask for it. Life just threw it at me. Like, okay, let me hit this touchdown real quick, and then fumble. Oh well, I guess I could try again next season. Huh, nah, fuck that shit. It ain't no Cinderella for me. I had fit the glass slipper, and sometimes you slip and fall, shatter the glass, cut your feet walking out of it. Ouch. That's how life hits you sometimes. And you know what? Take the loss, but you let it be known. I hope you guys enjoy my channel, and I hope you guys learn things from my experience and take my lessons into considerations. And you know, everyone goes through a certain point in life, and you know, everyone experiences and has stories. And you know, this is my story, and I am just telling you guys a personal story of mine. So I hope you guys don't make my mistake and learn, and you know, learn from it, and don't lose something great that you have in your life, and notice you have it. The Money Doll Show.